know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made with, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie here with half of John.
I don't know if I would say half. Maybe.
It's not good.
This is the best I've sounded in days.
It's not good.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I know.
Makes me sound rugged.
But by the end of the episode, it's going to sound whispery.
I mean, I maybe have 5 minutes left. I sound like I could do a Ford commercial.
We never really talked about this, but like, can people insure their voices? Could we do that? Like, could we claim insurance if you just can't do this anymore for the $20 a month we make?
You know, we've often talked on True Crime Cast about insurance schemes. I wonder if we could do that, but then I just pretend like my voices went out around other people.
We probably could before you said that on the air.
We can edit this out.
It's called evidence, my friend. So what's up? Why can't you talk? Allergies got you down? You had the COVID? What's going on?
Don't feel sick at all. I am allergic to straw and hay. And if you have driven down my driveway in the last 2 weeks, that's pretty much what you'll see. And I'm watering that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a possibility that it's allergies, but
trying to grow some straw trees.
Yeah. One day this week I felt great. And about 9 o'clock I was drinking something and, I don't know, it just kind of went down the wrong pipe. And ever since then it's out. So that's been like 3.5 days ago.
Yeah. That shouldn't last this long. I wouldn't think. Is there Mountain Dew in your lung?
No.
Is that what's happening?
No, but it was a carbonated water with a freshly squeezed lime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been drinking over here.
Are you allergic to limes?
That would be awful. I've been taking fish oil for years.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody recommended to try krill oil. So I started taking that, and that's the day that it went out. I was like, am I allergic to krill? What is a krill?
What is a krill?
I think it's like baby shrimp. I don't know.
Well, that's funny, because we're going to talk about baby animals later.
Yeah, and I mean, I could be completely wrong. I don't really know what krill is, but I put it in my body every day. It's smart, right?
Is it just C-R-E-E-L?
No, I think it's a K.
Oh, well, that's a horse of a different color.
I hope it's not horse. Maybe that's why I'm horsed. It is a horse.
That's what glue is, right? Krill oil, it's K-R-I-L-L, is derived from a small Antarctic crustacean. So, a little shrimp. A shrimpy shrimp.
From Antarctica.
Yeah. Does it make you feel cold?
Maybe that's why I haven't been super hot lately. Oh, but I am taking steroids, so I've got that going for me, which is nice.
Why are you on all the drugs?
My doctor told me that when I get to take steroids. So he gave me steroids.
Okay. I'm sorry. You do sound absolutely terrible.
But I feel amazing. Like I could go, if I could run a marathon, I would run
a marathon. You could run it today. Yeah. It's not going to change today.
I could do anything I normally would do except for talk.
That's unfortunate for me.
It's fortunate for my wife. This has been her best week.
I bet. I thought I saw a party happening over here. I'm sorry, man. That really does suck.
Well, I'm sorry you guys have to listen to a fragile John. I mean, I sound like a elderly, like COPD patient, but I feel like $1 million.
Okay.
What have you been doing?
I can't remember the last time I felt like $1 million.
Man, I'll tell you, come live in my world for a few weeks. I'm doing some stuff that has me feeling amazing other than I sound like a RFK right now.
Yeah, it's hard to trust you right now. You know that, right? With health tips.
Yeah. And it's kind of like RFK, we have him in charge of our health, and the guy just doesn't sound like someone you would want to, but I mean, that's just very judgy.
It is judgy. In case you're curious about how his dad died, we covered that over on True Crime Cast. That's a fascinating story. It's not as simple as it seems, John.
So what's going on up on top of the hill? Why don't you do some talking for a minute? I'm going to chew on this.
I like to ask you questions when you're unable to speak. Yeah. I mean, spring is springing. We got the volleyball net out. We're mowing grass. A lot of baseball. I got a couple baseball stories for you. I guess it's not anything new, but I feel like this baseball season, at least for the people I'm around, we have more dogs, baseball dogs at the games. Like people bringing their pets to the baseball games is happening more often, which is great. That way when my other kids come to the game, they can go pet the cute dogs. There's been one dog that barks a lot, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. At one point, there were two small dogs. And what do dogs do when they see each other? They either want to play or fight, right?
There's really not an in-between.
So these dogs really wanted to play. And first of all, when you walk a dog, you're supposed to have the leash really short and close to you. But people tend to walk them with the leashes really far away.
Yeah.
These two dogs started chasing each other around a person. And I saw somebody get completely tied up, like could not move because two leashes were completely wrapped around her legs. And I'm going to be honest with you. I could have watched that all day.
Did they fall?
She didn't fall. A lot of people had to intervene. And it was funny watching them try to troubleshoot because it depends on, like, there are a lot of different leashes. They had the kind that, like, it's like a tape measure. Like, it comes out and can contract or whatever. And it took them forever to realize that it'll be easier to do this if the dogs aren't on the leashes. So they finally took the dogs off the leashes and started unwinding her. But even after that,
was this an adult woman or a kid?
It was an adult woman. And there were two other, no, just one other, because one of the dogs was hers. So it's her and the other woman trying to untangle her. And you could just like, you could see it coming. Because I was like, y'all need to shorten up these leashes or back away from each other. But they were just like, oh.
And I'm sorry, but was the woman that was tied up, did they like, did they know each other? Like, was this?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good, they did talk. I don't know that they're friends, but I think they, I mean, kind of like you and I have friends who are our friends because of our kids. I think they may have been like that for their dogs.
If that happens to me, I'm not going to be a very patient person.
No.
But what if, could you imagine if that was like a kid who was also like terrified of dogs?
And they got tied up, like attached to two dogs?
Trauma, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. That would be wild. Yeah, they were both really small dogs. But it was just funny that the woman got tied up. I went around asking everybody after because it happened kind of behind the bleachers. I was like, did anybody else see this? I need to talk about it. Finally found somebody, but yeah, they saw it too.
I'm going to need your help with something.
Okay.
All right. So last night, my son is taking his driver's test in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
In Kentucky, it's kind of intense.
The failure rate around here is like, I don't remember any of my high school friends failing, and maybe they just didn't tell me, but the failure, like a lot of people fail it at least the first time.
Did you? I don't know if you are allowed to talk about it, but did your son pass it the first time?
He did. Yeah, okay. He did.
Did you all drive up to the course and practice the course?
A lot.
I think maybe I need to push this test back out a little bit because my son's going to be insanely busy the next week.
Really the only issues, because they do it. So when I took mine, I did it downtown Harlan in traffic. Like we had to park on a hill and turn your wheels the right way and all the things. Here they do it behind the old mall, and they have a little course set up. So the majority of it is using your signal, stopping at a stop sign, checking your mirrors. Like so, most of it's so easy.
But when I went up there, there are no stop signs. So I just had to tell them, like, I think you just pretend like there's a stop sign here.
Yes.
But then you're driving through, like, the parking spots. You can barely see them until you get up on them.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I maybe you just failed right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they had these four big blue barrels out for you to parallel park. And I mean, we had only practiced it one time with no barrels. And he got up there and he did okay. First few times, like, you know, you just don't really know when you're supposed to start turning the opposite direction. So right. It got to where, like, he was technically parallel parked, but also technically in the road because we weren't close enough to the curb. But there was this guy that was like, he was in a car with one of his family members, and he was teaching them. And then at some point he just got out of the car to smoke. And I was like, I feel you, brother.
Yeah.
But then he just went over, there was like five or six people doing the course over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So he just went and stood at the parallel parking, told my son to roll his window down, and like walked him through it. He was verbatim saying the same things I was saying.
Yep.
But my son listened to him.
Of course. That's how it goes.
So I think for my son's sake and my sake, if you have a day,
okay,
I would pay you to just ride up there with him.
Okay. We can do that. That'd be fun. You don't have to pay me.
He did it. He did the course several times. The last one I felt really good about. There's also the turnabout situation where
it's terrible. It's not realistic.
Yeah, there's like two rows of barrels in between. There's just a white chalk line. I'm assuming they want you to be on either side of that line, like it's a parking or like it's a lane.
Yeah.
Or do you have to be in one specific lane?
That's the problem. They want you to be in one specific lane.
Is it the one, like, if you're standing there looking at it in front of you, would it be the one on the left?
Yes.
Yeah, what I figured.
So, yeah, it's a three-point turn. So you pull it past it, back into it, and go the other direction. But the way that it's set up, because they have those barrels or barriers or whatever they are, it's not realistic. You're going to have more room to turn than
that. They don't give you enough room.
Yeah. So that was the big stressor for us, because I was like, this is what you need to do. And he's like, no, I can't do, like, pull up a little further, pull up a little bit to the left, like do all these things.
It's like you really need to be in the oncoming lane of traffic to do it right.
Yes. So yes, because that was the point of conflict.
They need to move the barrels another foot to the sides,
mm-hmm,
and make it be like, okay, you've got, here's the actual road. Here's like a small shoulder, and then here's death.
Yes. Yeah.
But the way they've got it set up,
as long as you don't choose death, you're good. Yeah, it's almost impossible to do a clean three-point turn there. I think I tried it.
I like, he got a little frustrated, and I was like, hey, let me do the course, and then you just watch me. And it was kind of a struggle to get in there.
Yeah.
So
I do think Gavin lost some points there, but not enough to fail. I know a couple of kids I've talked to that have failed were just told they didn't check their mirrors enough. Which I remember that being a concern when I took it.
My son was doing it, like, he wasn't looking at the rear view or the backup camera at all. And I was like, you know, you can use that, right? He's like, no, they told me not to. I was like, they don't want you to only use that.
Right.
So check your mirrors, like, but then also use this. It's okay. Yes.
Use it as like an extra mirror, not your only mirror.
It was it was something.
So I told you a baseball story where somebody else got embarrassed. Here's one where I got embarrassed. You know, baseball is my favorite sport. You know, the Reds are my favorite team. There was a Lexington kid when probably you and I were in high school, maybe a little after that played for the Reds. His name's Austin Kearns.
Yes. So I know this name somehow.
He was never really an all-star or anything, I don't think, but he played in the major leagues for a long time, like made millions and millions of dollars playing baseball.
And he's around here now.
He coaches Wes Jessman's baseball team.
Okay.
He coaches high school baseball, which I guess you love baseball. You want to be around it. I don't know if he still has all those millions of dollars. I can't tell. But I could tell you that they were coming to play us, and I was excited to see him. I was like, can I ask for the other team's coach's autograph? Is that okay? I didn't, but I did barge in the bathroom on him.
When you say that, do you mean he was using the bathroom?
He was in the bathroom, and I didn't actually make it inside while he was using it. It's a onesie, but I walked up and pushed it like several times because I didn't think anybody was in there. So I made a racket at the door, and as soon as I stopped, he opened the door and was looking down at me, and I felt very embarrassed, also very excited. I was like, sorry, coach.
Not the way you had planned on meeting him.
And then I had to...
What if he would have been opening the door at the same time you were reaching for it, and then your nightmare came true, but then it was him?
What if I fell into his arms? I don't even know.
I know Angie's been gone for a week, but my God, man.
The door opened in, so it wasn't going to... Yeah,
What if you broke his pitching hand?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Was he a pitcher?
He's terrible. No, he's an outfielder.
I thought he was an outfielder.
I think he played when Griffey and Adam Dunn were up there. I think that was the same time, but maybe a little later. maybe a little earlier, but he played at Lafayette High School in Lexington. He's from the area, so he just moved back here. It was a really good, really good team. But yeah, and again, not to say he was one of my heroes. I really liked him, and I thought it was cool he was from the Lexington area, but didn't have walking into him in the bathroom on my bingo card. And then somehow I ended up being responsible for getting the lineups from the teams for the PA announcer because he was in some kind of accident and can't go up and down stairs. So I went to the dugout and I grabbed one of their assistant coaches and I was like, can I get a copy of your lineup for the announcer? And he didn't have it, but Austin Kearns did. So he had to come over and hand me the lineup and look me in the face again.
Did you like say, you know, we need your autograph. I mean, your signature on this
form, I think what so. I should have said was, I'm really sorry about the bathroom thing. Is this making it worse? I feel like this is making it worse. I'm very sorry.
This could be a really good episode of Seinfeld. This is giving me Seinfeld vibes.
Yeah, it was very awkward, but I mean, I'm not mad about it. It gave me a story that I texted like five people immediately. I was like, I just walked in the bathroom with Austin Kearns. Things are great.
Speaking of embarrassing, I'm going to just throw my son under the bus. So after the driving test, I was like, you know what? We deserve Dutch Bros. So we went across the street to get a Golden Eagle. And, you know, when you're a teenager, you just assume everybody's watching you, you know?
Yep, all the time.
So it's one of those double lane drive-through situations. And he chose the outside lane, which is not a problem. But then when it's his turn to merge, I didn't know this and I couldn't see it from where I was sitting, but there is a small curb between the lanes. So when he was merging over, he like ran over that on the back wheel, whatever. But he was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I hate myself. I was like, dude, we're going to get coffee.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's yeah.
And then he'd got over that, and I don't know how he did it, but he ended up pushing the horn, and okay. It wasn't a quick, he like rested his arm on the horn in such a way that it was like engaged, and he didn't know it was him. So he kept looking around. I was like, please stop honking the horn.
That's amazing.
And then he's like, oh my God, I just want to leave.
I mean,
I was like, dude, nobody is going to go home and be like, guess what happened today? This little knucklehead behind me in Highlander honked his horn at me aggressively.
Yeah.
I was like, just laugh it off. It's fine. I've done it on accident.
Yeah.
Most of the time with my belly.
Yeah, right. You know? No, the curb thing, I was like, oh, that's silly. But plus there was probably nobody he knew there that would see him and be able to call him out on it. The horn thing's hilarious though. I keep seeing road rage videos for some reason. Those are on my algorithm right now. And I try to tell my kids, I'm like, look, if you're going to honk at somebody, give them a little toot toot, you know, give them that kind horn. Don't need the big guy most of the time.
Well, we won't talk about how he accidentally turned 25 into a parking lot because he didn't know what to do. We won't talk about that story.
That's fair.
But he was aware that road rage is a real thing. Nobody gave him road rage, but he knew that they could have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, learn from this.
I've seen you get pretty, I mean, you've talked about on here, you yelled at a cop.
Oh, yeah.
In traffic situations. Forgot about
that. That was an intense situation.
For some reason, high stress traffic situations, like I go into like a calm zone. It's great.
The older I get, the more I can do that. This really? That the cop yelling at me was an anomaly because I got yelled at.
Yeah.
I matched his level of intensity.
Okay.
And I shouldn't have.
I felt an APB. Bad about that.
I really could not believe I didn't get pulled over.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have.
Yeah.
I would have accepted the ticket.
A lot of tickets happen. I know a lot of teenagers getting tickets right now, man.
Really?
Gotta be careful. And the new bypass and Duncannon, especially if you just came off the interstate, it's really hard to be on a road that looks like an interstate and feel like you're going 12 miles an hour.
There's been like 37 wrecks at that intersection in the last month, so I'm sure that's why there's a lot of tickets
happening. The new bypass?
Just the Duncannon exit where Bucky's is.
Yeah.
there's one of those exit ramps does not have a turning light or a red light. I almost hit a tour bus the other day that was that just pulled out right in front of me.
Do you know whose it was? Was it like a musician's tour bus? Did it you almost hit like?
I think it was one of those old people group buses. Yeah. You know,
yeah,
because it was full of windows.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Entertainers don't roll with windows.
After after all of the driving last night, my son and I found ourselves watching a YouTube video, and it was a familiar with Ryan Trahan. Your kids watch Ryan?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
He's really good. He's a younger guy. He's probably like in his mid-20s, but he did a video where he took a train from Miami, Florida, all the way to Oregon, and then jumped on another train from there to Alaska. And it took 5 days. Bro, I want to do that.
That sounds pretty amazing. I didn't know we had that train situation set up. I only see trains with coal in them.
Yeah, there are still passenger trains. So it got me thinking, can I jump on a train? I know I can go to Cincinnati and jump on a train, but there are like 3 train stations in Kentucky.
Hmm.
And you can get to anywhere. You can get to New York City in 12 hours for $100.
Dang.
And it takes you to Penn Station.
That's amazing. Can you stop by a Penn Station restaurant on the way? Because that would be delightful.
That's not where it's taking you?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. Man. Union Station?
I've only had Penn Station one time. It was with you, and it was magical. And I've never been back.
You should go back. We should go now. Trying to think of a comparison of, it's like the Five Guys of burger places. And yeah. I just mean that's really, really good, but not the one you see on the TV all the time.
I remember it being messy.
Yeah, it's messy. It's greasy. The fries are amazing. Squeeze lemonade.
So my daughter and my wife went somewhere last night. When they came back, they had what I thought was a Dairy Queen bag.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter offered me a French fry. When I ate it, it was a crinkle cut fry, and it was magical. It was actually from Sonic. Have you had Sonic French fries, bro?
Yeah. People sleep on Sonic food.
Sonic French fries, maybe the best French fry.
They're really good. Dairy Queen's French fries are also terrible, in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. My daughter said that they are the same French fries Dairy Queen. I was like, not even in the same ballpark.
No.
They're both crinkle cut.
Yeah.
But one is good and one is bad.
Yes, the taste is very different. The consistency is very different.
Sonic slapped last night.
That's really good.
God didn't let me say slapped. See?
Let's try again.
Slap.
That's slap, outstanding.
Slap. Slap.
No, you don't have to sound demonic. All right. Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some animals because that's what we do. I don't know what to say. And talk about some animals. Makes me think about one of my favorite SNL sketches ever was Andy Samberg pretending to be Mark Wahlberg. And the sketch is called Mark Wahlberg Talks to Animals.
Oh, gosh. That is a really good one.
I'm going to talk to some animals, okay? He's like, hey, goat. How you doing? I like your beard, goat. I had a beard in a perfect storm. See that movie, goat? Say hi to your mother for me. It's so good.
I need to watch that because I love animals and Sandberg.
Yeah. And then Mark Wahlberg confronts him a few weeks later. It's pretty funny.
I think Donnie Wahlberg is my favorite Wahlberg.
Dude. No.
No?
No.
There's Mark a Wahlberg show.
Legit.
Did I tell you that I finished Blue Bloods?
No.
Well, did I tell you? So I finished.
I didn't know there was an end. I thought it was still going.
Well, so I finished what Netflix had available on Blue Bloods. I finished what Blue Bloods Netflix had available, and I didn't think the series finale was like a very good series finale.
Yeah.
Turns out Netflix doesn't own the rights to any season after season 9, and there's like 14 seasons.
Yeah, I knew there was a lot.
Why in the world would a company say they have Blue Bloods on Netflix and only offer just a little over half?
I think they do it to keep you hanging on because at some point they're going to announce, we have new seasons of Blue Bloods
but
to
I
get
can
more
watch
people to sign up.
10 through 14 on, what is it, Paramount or whatever?
Yeah.
I swear to God, after we were finished with Iran, if this isn't the next thing we address as a country, I'm going to lose my mind.
Okay.
We got to fix gas prices, and we got to make, there's one streaming service. You either buy it or you don't, and everything's there. I tell you, if I ran for president, that would be my platform. I guarantee I'd be
elected. It has gotten so freaking messy, though. Like, you used to have DirecTV or cable or Dish Network, and then you had your channels and you paid for it. Then everybody was like, oh, well, you can stream this over here or that over there, and we have some live stuff. And now everything you want to watch is on a separate service.
I used to, when I was in elementary school, middle school, at nighttime, I'd be like, oh, the Braves are playing. Let me turn to TBS. You can't watch the Braves play unless you sign up for 37 levels of hell that is the Major League Baseball Network.
Right. I get to watch the Reds like once a season.
This is outrageous. Anyway, maybe our next activity could be let's do a platform on what we would run for as president. What would get us?
That's good.
I think that and Ticketmaster. And
yeah, I mean, they just got found guilty of monopoly.
I don't even know what monopoly is, but I hate them.
Well, I mean, that's the phrase. That's why the game is named Monopoly. You want to own everything. So they have no competition and have essentially monopolized the industry in such a way that they take advantage of their customers.
Well, you know, the biggest problem they have is if Taylor Swift drops 1,000 concert tickets, the bots get them before you do. Well, they probably are the bots. Ticketmaster is the bots.
You're right.
So then they end up selling those tickets for anyway.
They bought themselves.
I just want to mow my yard and yell at people.
Animals are out. I saw some squirrels last weekend. I always have bunnies in my yard. Do you have bunnies over here? There are rabbits everywhere in my house.
Yes.
I love it.
Hopefully, if all goes according to plan, I will see a turkey really close tomorrow.
Okay. Dead?
That'd be better.
Okay. In my belly? Yeah. Right, so we're going to talk. We openly talk about this on football broadcasts. I know a group of Eagles is a convocation only because you bring that up, because that's a random thing. But we say he was brought down by a convocation of Eagles,
which is a funny thing.
We never sound like that, but
I've got a quiz here for you, my man. We're going to start off easy. What is a group of lions called?
It's a pride. How cool is that? Some of these names are so awesome and some are so terrible. A pride of lions.
I wish that we had a football team, the Lions, around here so we could say that.
Yeah. Maybe we can change it. Who knows?
So I feel like this one's easy too, but what is a group of crows called?
A murder.
How awesome.
Also
is
baller.
That?
It's almost like the animals got to choose. Like, we're going to be a murder.
If at any point you don't know the answer, I do have multiple choice.
Okay, great.
The next one, I would have no idea. What is a group of giraffes called?
You're right. I have no idea. I heard I'm sorry to keep getting us off task, but I heard a comedy bit the other day that's like, how would you describe to somebody the fact that giraffes exist, but unicorns don't? Like, we have lots of animals with horns. You can't say we have a horse with a horn, but you can say we have a gigantic deer horse with a 40-foot neck. Like, how dumb does that sound?
And in a way, they're almost unicorns. They have those two little nodules at the top of their head.
What are they?
I have no idea.
They look like baby antlers.
God was like, you know, I just need you to be like 3 inches taller.
Yeah, let's go.
Let me add this nodule.
I have no idea. Give me multiple choice.
Is it a leap, a bloat, a tower, or a caravan?
I want to say it's a bloat.
You would be incorrect.
What is it?
A tower.
That's, I mean, maybe I should have guessed that. That just seemed too on the nose.
Well, this is
really
according
tall.
To Grok, so hopefully it's
you
right.
And your Grok, man. Grok has been found to be the most inaccurate AI service.
What is a group of hippos called?
Scary, I'll tell you that. People don't know like how dangerous hippos are. They're like the most dangerous.
But they look like they're also the biggest animal that you could cuddle with and pet.
Yeah, and then they will murder you. They're also really fast.
They can swim faster than Phelps.
Yeah, which is crazy. I have no idea. Give me some options here.
A pod, a crash, a bloat, or shrewdness?
I don't think it's a bloat. I think a crash is something else. What was the first one?
A pod.
I think it's a pod.
It is a bloat.
Gah.
Hippos are big, round, and bear-shaped.
I mean, why are we like, we're calling the hippos fat, but then we're like, hey, crows, you can kill people, but they really can't. It should be a murder of hippos. It's so dumb. Who does this? Who came up with these?
Adam and Eve.
I got some suggestions. I don't think they spoke English.
You know, I never really thought about that. I wonder what they did speak.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a very interesting thought.
Yeah.
The first language.
Everybody spoke the same language till
the Tower of Babel.
Till Babel, right?
What is a group of owls called?
A hoot.
That is an option. The multiple choice, yeah.
It's not a hoot.
A hoot?
I mean,
Parliament, a wake, a clouder.
See, I've heard of clouder, but I don't know that that's owls. I've heard of crash and clouder. Say them again.
Hoot, Parliament, wake, clouder.
They're really,
clouder makes me think of chowder, and does. I could use some chowder.
It makes me think of clatter. Like
along came a clatter.
Along came a clatter. I don't know what a clatter is.
That would be a pack of deer.
You know, owls seem really uppity.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me think of like pompous British people that we beat in war. Reminder. So I'm going to go with Parliament.
And you are correct.
I got one. What's up?
You are correct.
I had no idea. I never seen owls together. Like, that's not a thing that I picture. Like, I assume owls chill on their own until they need to make baby owls.
Yeah. I've never seen owls together either. I have seen an owl here, and it was awesome. Have you seen an owl up there at your house?
I've not.
It's almost just within weeks of moving here, my daughter wakes us up, and she's like, there is something awful going on outside. And I'm like, you've had a bad dream. It's fine. And then I hear it. I'm like, yep, there is something going on. And it was a great American horned owl right outside her window. It was awesome. So I'm going to build a owl box.
Been back.
Yeah, I want it to come back.
And you're going to recruit a parliament of owls?
I am. Dude, I tried to befriend crows last year. I wasn't consistent enough.
Supposedly you can do that. I was in the town yesterday where Marty was before he was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
I thought about you.
I wonder if he came back.
Let's just assume he did.
I mean,
didn't have time to stop and check, but I thought about it.
It was either stolen or a tornado, right? But I think it was stolen.
Yeah, I think he was looted after the tornado. Somebody looted Marty.
They stub their toes every day. What is a group of flamingos called?
Okay. I do always see those in groups, but I don't know off the top of my head what it's called. What are my options?
A raft, a skulk, a kaleidoscope, a flamboyance.
It can't be a kaleidoscope. Can't be, right? Like, that's a scientific thing, isn't it?
I only know a kaleidoscope as the thing you put your eye on and twist it, and it makes different shapes with the light and the glass or whatever it is.
Which means it makes no sense to be with a flamingo. They are the pinkest of the animals, so I'm going to say they're a flamboyance.
And you are right.
Let's go.
That's a great name.
That's pretty good. Maybe mildly insulting, but it is awesome.
All right.
I'm 2 for 4.
A group of rhinos.
Mm. That's a crash.
It is a crash.
There we go.
This is a trick question because it could also be a stubbornness. A stubbornness.
Why do we have two options? That makes zero sense to me.
So the options are crash, stubbornness, both A and B, or a congregation. And the answer is both A and B.
That's why we need to reform the English language. We have way too many words or way too many things that we have multiple words for, or things that we have, like a bat can be like four different things.
A bat?
Yeah. a baseball bat, the animal bat. You can bat your eyes and maybe just three, but still, why not just one?
There's a lot of words like that. What about a group of apes?
Feel like I should know that one. I have a guess, but I'm going to wait for multiple choice to see if it's there.
Okay. Troop, shrewdness, business, skulk.
Oof, that's my option was not in there. Will you say them again?
Troop, shrewdness, business, sulk, skulk. I don't know what a skulk is.
Well, since you said that, I'm going to assume it's not a group of gorillas. I hope it's not a troop. It's like a Girl Scout thing.
I mean, there was a troop of apes on Planet of the Apes.
So does that mean that's the answer?
Could you imagine if they were legitimately a troop? Gosh.
You mean like a soldier?
Yeah, like a group of them determined to kill you.
I think they are.
They're called a shrewdness. They're clever, intelligent.
So? Going back to crows, we call them a murder. They don't kill people.
That is more befitting of a group of apes if I've ever. All right, never thought about this one. What is a group of jellyfish called?
I mean, most fish come in schools, but I'm assuming since jellyfish is on the list, it has something different. So what are my choices?
Bloom, smack, school, or both a bloom and a smack?
Bloom was my first assumption. The fact that there is an and option always makes me think that's the option, but I'm just going to go with the first one.
Well, yep, it is both A and B, a bloom and a smack. Have you ever been stung or whatever by a jellyfish?
No, that's very scary to me.
It hurts so bad.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Somebody pee on you? Because that's the thing, right?
I mean, I don't think they actually peed on me as much as they peed in a cup and poured it on me.
That's the same thing. You can put a cat in the oven.
Let me just
tell
you.
That don't make it a biscuit.
I saw the jellyfish coming towards me, and I said, hey, guys, we need to move. There's jellyfish coming. And I was small enough that I was picked up and put between an adult and the jellyfish, and the jellyfish caught me. That same adult peed in a cup and poured it on my bite.
How has this never come up before?
Because that person was my dad.
Oh, I knew exactly who it was just based on your tone. And now a lot of things make more sense. Yeah. A lot of stuff in your life makes more sense to me right now. Yeah. Wow. That should come up in the first therapy session, by the way.
Yeah, maybe it did. I don't know. A group of otters.
I don't know.
There's literally three answers.
Okay. I've complained about the language a lot, but we have three words for a group of otters.
Yep.
Man, and we can't even put a man on the moon. This is ridiculous.
If I say it now, I mean, I'm
you
giving
have
you
to
the
give
answers.
It, yeah,
I'm
so
sorry.
What is the, just tell me the answer.
Raft, romp, family.
Why don't we just call them all families of all animals?
No, we need a cool family name for like each other's families. All right.
You mean besides our last name?
Hyenas.
Ooh. What are my options there? The extent of my hyena knowledge comes from The Lion King.
A pack of shrewds, a crackle, a pack, or a clan?
I think it's just a pack. Is it?
Nope. Crackle and clan are both acceptable answers.
Clans are not acceptable, John. That's what I've been told.
All right. Butterflies.
A nest?
Nope. You have a flamboyance, a flutter, a kaleidoscope, or a swarm?
A flutter.
It's actually flutter, kaleidoscope, or swarm are all acceptable answers.
This is...
I think like Kaleidoscope is awesome. So I'm really excited that that's the name for my heart, you know, in my heart, a pack of butterflies will always be a Kaleidoscope. All right. You want some more? Or are we good? You want some more?
Yeah.
I've got more ferrets.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know why people are so, I don't know why people are out on ferrets. I think they're all right.
They're like long mice, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're like a mouse meets a squirrel.
Yeah, they're more squirrely, and I like squirrels. Wasn't there a ferret on Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
That was a great movie.
It was.
Your options are business, romp, mischief, or skulk.
I mean, just based on their nature, I'm going to say mischief.
You would think, but it is business.
They are no business.
Unless we're doing business wrong.
If there's a ferret mullet, they are the party in the back 100% of the time.
What about bats? You mentioned bats earlier. What's a group of them called?
Give me options. I don't know.
Skulk, colony, cauldron, cloud.
Cauldron. You're nodding.
That's a group of witches.
Okay.
No, is that? No, it's not.
A cauldron.
That's a covenant.
A coven.
Coven. Cauldron is what witches cook in.
How do you know? Sounds like something a witch would say.
Hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm.
It can be cauldron or also colony.
So I'm not wrong.
No.
Nice.
Zebras.
I mean, I would just assume herd.
Herd is an option.
Okay. Is it a correct option?
So is stripe, zeal, or dazzle.
It better be herd.
Croc says dazzle, which I feel like is also sea flamingos.
I'm going to fact check Croc here. Group of zebras.
Okay, this is the most fitting I've seen so far. What is a group of kangaroos called?
Zebras are definitely a dazzle. That's so awful.
I don't think of zebras as being zesty, so I don't like that.
What am I talking about now again? I'm upset.
Kangaroos.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, what are my options?
Troop, herd, crash, mob.
Mob. Gotta right? be a mob.
It's the mob, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's the best.
Kangaroos are ballers.
What is a badger?
Can we get some kangaroos in America? Like just in the wild?
I saw a TikTok where obviously they were in Australia and a kangaroo is running down the sidewalk. The baby falls out of its little pouch and then just the mom keeps going. But the little baby kangaroo walks up to a human and the human's like, what do I do with it? What do I do? What happens now? And then it cuts to somebody else and it's like, you've got a freaking kangaroo. Don't look the gift horse in the mouth.
Right. Just take it home. Love this thing. Did you say badgers?
Yeah. What's a badger?
Give me options.
Okay. A C-E-T-E. C-E-T-E, a seat?
I don't know, man.
A clan, a seat, S-E-T-T, or a skulk?
I would think the third one is set. I like the idea of a set of badgers. Is it S-E-T-T?
It is C-E-T.
That's the...
An old, uncommon word that just sounds right for these burrowing animals.
Grok, go. You're drunk. Come on. All right, give me one more.
I didn't even know these were real animals. Hedgehogs.
You really didn't?
I guess I did. Don't they kind of look like porcupines?
Yeah, I guess. I think of them more like... They're usually in a little ball. They are kind of spiky, but they're not porcupines that are going to launch their needles at you. Sometime we should just talk about porcupines for a while. That's a weird situation. What are my options for hedgehog? Is it a Sonic of hedgehogs?
That would be awesome. Sorry, I lost my voice completely.
We're going to have to cut it soon.
Prickle, an array, a quill, or a skulk?
You've said skulk 15 times, and I don't want it to be that. I think quill is a little too on brand. What are the other two options?
Prickle, an array.
I'm going to say an array.
You're 50% right. Prickle is an also acceptable answer.
Well, big hedgehog guy. I feel like I've known people that had pet hedgehogs. It's kind of like a big hamster with, I don't know, that looks super cool. Looks nothing like Sonic, by the way. A skulk. Let's see. Skulk group of, is skulk S-K-U-L-K?
Yep.
A skulk is a group of foxes.
Oh.
I thought they were called foxen. I'm just Fox kidding.
All right, we've got to do this one because they're the most adorable animal. A panda.
Jamie's? Basically. You heard the theory that pandas aren't real?
No.
Yeah. Nobody's ever been out in the woods and been like, there's a panda.
Well, you would think that they would die because they're just...
I don't think
they're the sloth of bears.
So how are they going to kill you if they're the sloth of bears?
No, I'm saying you would think they would all die.
The pandas?
Yeah.
Give me options.
A bamboo, a herd, a cuddle, or an embarrassment.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Oh, I really want it to be a cuddle, but I think that would be a koala. I don't know. What is it?
An embarrassment.
Okay. Like an embarrassment of riches.
Or that just they're like the worst bear. You're an embarrassment to bears.
That's pretty messed up. But they kind of are.
So how many?
Except the kung fu one. I think I got like 4 of 15.
Not good.
There is no official name for a group of koalas. Henceforth, based on today's episode of Bless Their Hearts, it's a cuddle of koalas.
Okay. I mean, koala bears seem like they'd be a lot of fun.
They do. They seem more adorable to me than a panda. Again,
right.
Unless it knows kung fu, then it's pretty cool.
Only acceptable way to have a panda.
It really is. Teach it ninja. Dragon something. He's the, I don't know. I don't remember. There was like 4 movies.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the most panda-like actor I could think of.
Oh, he was the dragon warrior is what he became at the end because he kept eating the dumplings. Yeah. So that's why I eat so many dumplings. Yeah.
A dumpling sounds amazing right now.
Everything does. What were we talking about earlier? Penn Station?
Yeah. I've not had lunch yet, so that sounds pretty good to me.
Can you eat? Does your throat hurt to eat?
No, it doesn't hurt at all. I just can't talk. It's amazing.
Guys, our last review was 4 months ago. So, and actually, I don't think I've read this one, so I'm going to. Just to let you know, we will. This came from Frito C. Been listening since the beginning. Please do not give up on Bless Their Hearts podcast. I think that means us not quitting, not people not listening. Jamie needs to lighten up a little bit about John saying stuff that may not be politically correct. Let John be John. P.S. This was not written by John. That's exactly what John would say.
That's the most John-like. I don't remember writing that, but it sounds like maybe I did.
Yeah, but that was our last review. It was 4 months ago. Next week, I want to read 10.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Captain.
If you don't read one, we're quitting.
Okay, there we go. Frito C. Yeah, tell your friends.
But it can't be Frito. It has to be somebody else.
Frito, you can grab somebody else's phone in your house and do it, and we won't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
All right, guys. We love you. I'm sorry you had to listen to me like this, but we'll see you next time.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.